In this bulletin, new penalties proposed for tampering with fruit, North Korea offers concessions at a meeting with South Korea, and Liverpool's dramatic last-minute win in the Champions League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The federal government is proposing heavier jail sentences to deal with the ongoing fruit contamination crisis. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced the government will introduce legislation to increase the maximum penalty for food tampering from 10 years in prison to 15 years. The maximum penalty for a hoax will also increase to 10 years, which the government wants passed through the parliament by the end of tomorrow. Mr. Morrison says the new penalties will put food contamination up with the most serious of crimes.
What you get 15 years for are things like possessing child pornography and financing terrorism. That's how seriously I take this, and that's how seriously our government takes it.
Law enforcement authorities around Australia are working together to try to find out who's responsible for the contamination of fruit. There are more than 100 cases of fruit contamination that have been reported, mainly consisting of people putting needles inside of strawberries. Mark Colvin from the Australian Federal Police says efforts to find the real perpetrators are not being helped by a significant number of copycat and hoax instances.
We do believe that a large number of these are fake or they are hoax incidents. Now, that is a significant distraction of police resources at a time when we need to be focused on finding out who the perpetrators are.
North Korea is agreeing to let international observers to see a complete dismantlement of its missile facilities. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have met in the North Korean capital Pyongyang, where the announcement was made. Mr. Moon and Mr. Kim have agreed that the Korean Peninsula should be denuclearized. Mr. Kim says the world is about to witness a new era in relations between North and South Korea.
The world has been witnessing this confrontation history of the two Koreas, but the world is going to see this new history of the two Koreas overcoming these difficulties. I promise to visit Seoul to President Moon in near future.
Labor has announced a $400 million plan to compensate women who lose superannuation payments while they're on maternity leave. Labor is looking to phase out the $450 minimum monthly threshold for eligibility for the superannuation guarantee, helping people in part-time and casual work. The opposition's spokeswoman for women, Tanya Plibersek, says on average, women retire with $113,000 less in their super than men.
It's about a 40% gap in superannuation, and it's particularly concerning. We know that older women are the fastest growing group of people moving into homelessness. Poverty in old age is completely unacceptable, and we need to make sure that we reduce this gap in superannuation as one of the steps towards making sure that men and women retire with dignity.
But the federal government says it too has put in place measures to help working women. Minister for Women Kelly O'Dwyer has told Parliament that if Labor really wanted to support Australian women, it should back the federal government's superannuation protection legislation.
That legislation would protect Australian workers, protect hard-working Australian people from the rorts and rip-offs that have occurred in the superannuation sector. But they are going to stand with high fee-paying funds, high fee-charging funds, and they're going to stand with big insurers, not the Australian people.
In football, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp is paying tribute to strikers Daniel Sturridge and Roberto Firmino after unlikely star showings from both of them helped the sides win their European Champions League opener against French champions Paris Saint-Germain. Sturridge scored the game's opening goal, while Firmino scored the winning goal in the game's dying moments to give Liverpool a 3-2 victory at home. Klopp says Firmino was only able to confirm his ability to play in the match at all on the morning of the game.
Said to Danny before the game, we're in the best shape since I know you, physical-wise, and now you have to use that, and that's what he did. Super game, super goal. And we have then the opportunity to bring Bobby Firmino. There was no chance yesterday absolutely no chance the day before, and this morning he came in and said, I'm fine. I can open the eye again. So good. That helps. And then, yeah.
We'll now look at tomorrow's weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 25. A morning shower or two in Adelaide, 18. Melbourne, becoming cloudy, 16. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16 degrees. Canberra, early frost and partly cloudy, 16. Wollongong, a morning shower or two, 16. Sydney, similar and 18. Newcastle, a shower or two, 17. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.